A group of experts from varying backgrounds contributed via Zoom to the discussion about the toxic effects of tritium. And Mary Lampert of Pilgrim Watch confirms that tritium is a hazardous product.
It is a radioactive waste product. It is particularly dangerous to pregnant women, to the fetus, to young children, and to women.
Ann Lampert says dumping the wastewater into Cape Cod Bay poses an economic and a health threat.
Because Cape Cod Bay is a semi-enclosed bay, which means that the water would not flush out. It's going to stay and circulate slowly so that it will have opportunity for the tritium and other contaminants to get into the sediment and work its way up our food chain and end up on your table.
David Noyes, compliance manager at Holtec, confirms that tritium is contained in the wastewater at the Pilgrim plant.
Our sampling of the on-site water inventories indicate that tritium is present in that water. The total quantity of tritium in that water is less than what is in two exit signs.
Noyes is referring to the old-style red exit signs that used to be used in buildings, and they contain roughly 20 curies each of tritium. And Noyes talks about where the process stands now concerning Holtec's release of the wastewater into Cape Cod Bay.
We are in the process of going for a change through permit that would allow us to address the non-radiological components with both the Environmental Protection Agency and the Mass DEP. We have agreed to wait for an expert panel that is being appointed by Senator Markey to be able to review the issue and advise on the radiological impacts of a potential discharge. Our final decision will wait for both of those things to happen.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.